Good morning.
Will a deficit of this size be able to be made up without raising sales or income taxes?
Well, you know, certainly the governor has made it very, very clear that our job is to battle our state's deficit by making even deeper cuts in state government and looking at other ways to get at the $5 billion deficit that we have here short of raising taxes. It would be something that the governor would not want to do.
So then what areas of state government are going to need a good hard look then, because this is an awful lot of money to make up if raising taxes is off the table?
We're going to have to do several things. We're going to have to continue to reduce agency spending. We're going to have to look to lapse funding from certain grant programs. That's very, very clear. He also talked about we're going to have to keep jobs open. We just won't be able to hire at the numbers that we have in the past. We're going to do some of the things like what we did the last time we had a huge budget deficit, and that is sell 500 fleet vehicles. And we're going to stop all employee bonuses. And if we do all those things, we're still going to have to work with the federal government with some sort of stimulus package that will move dollars from the feds to the states.
Public education is a huge part of the state budget. Are we going to have to talk about changing the school funding formula?
Well, you know, one of the things that the governor talks about is being able to get through this very difficult time without compromising on our priorities. And it's been a priority of the governor of the state of Wisconsin for a very long time to protect education. He's also made it clear that we need to keep core services like basic health care for children and public safety and basic infrastructure in this state needs to be maintained. But yeah, we are going to have to talk about how, in a time of great challenges like we have now, how we maintain those priorities while at the same time getting at cutting this huge deficit.
Well, that's just it. Something's going to have to give, and what is that?
Like I indicated, I think there are a couple of things that are going to have to happen, and I gave you a litany of things that we're going to have to do here on the state level. Now, some of the other things that the governor has talked about also is trying to leverage dollars that we know are available from the federal government through putting in place a hospital assessment, and also working to put in place an oil assessment that will require oil companies to pay their fair share to states like ours for the upkeep of basic infrastructure that we have here in the state.
Michael Morgan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Barry.